episode number 105 of Podka. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Randy Adams. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about Devastated. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
More than 7,000 people are reported dead, with over 14,000 injured, after the magnitude 7.8 earthquake ravaged Nepal. The huge earthquakes which hit three help in areas which are devastated, Lee Halfpenny has spoken out for the first time since injuries forced him to miss the World Cup, admitting that he is devastated, but insisting the Warren Gatland man could go all the way. Berners-Lee arrived in Washington on his internet salvation mission earlier today. On this winter's day, Berners-Lee had come to Washington for an annual conference for the World Wide Web Foundation, a group that he founded in 2009 with the goal of protecting human rights on the digital landscape. Nearly three decades before that, Berners-Lee had invented the Internet. Berners-Lee understood that in order for the web to flourish, it needed to be free from patents, fees, royalties, or any other controls. Berners-Lee also imagined that the Internet, in the wrong hands, could become the destroyer of the world. From the start, indeed, Berners-Lee understood how the web's colossal power could fundamentally change governments, businesses, societies. It would take almost 10 years for Berners-Lee to perfect the technology, rebrand it, release the source code. Berners-Lee's innovation was originally intended to help scientists share data on the then-obscure platform called the Internet, a version of which had been in use by the U.S. government since the 1960s. What this led to was that there was great promise of social mobility among many. At the same time, many people began to feel their governments had failed them, which predated the pandemic. For Berners-Lee, a mushroom cloud was forming in front of her eyes. For a brief moment, recalling how he had responded to recent web abuse, Berners-Lee was silent. He was practically sad. Hurricane Dorian made landfall in the Bahamas as a Category 5 hurricane on September 1, 2019, inflicting widespread flooding and damage across Abaco, a northwesterly island, and Abaco, in Grand Bahama.
This was Devastated, by Podka, and this was episode number 105. My name is Randy Adams, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.